want to confer their wishes, Christmas wishes to everyone. They miss everybody a lot. And they also thank us, thank everyone for their prayers. I told them that there is no problem, it will be done. After I heard our choirs, just like the songs of angels.
而且呢, 不只是歌声美妙, 那些歌词的内容, 实在都是以基督为中心的敬拜。
Not only the lyrics are wonderful, but their hearts are Christ-centered.
我觉得我们就这样诗歌一直唱下去就好,都不需要讲这篇道了。
And I think that if we sing like this, we don't need a sermon anymore.
因为,为什么呢? 因为真的是感谢主, 这些诗歌的歌词都是敬拜赞美上帝。
Well, thank our Lord, all these lyrics are praising our Lord, praising Jesus. But today's message I'm going to deliver is not going to be compatible with what they sing, but it completes it.
我今天想跟大家分享的信息是什么呢? 就是我们今天这个时代, 太多的人不知道我们为什么要庆祝耶稣基督的诞生。
The message that I'm going to deliver today is that in the current world, so many people do not know why we are celebrating Christmas.
我们一起来做个祷告。
Let's pray first.
亲爱的主耶稣基督,
Our dear Jesus Christ,
今天是圣诞节,
Today is Christmas Day.
今天在我们自己的日历上, 这是一个宝贵的日子。
And today it is a very precious day on our own calendar.
我们今天来庆祝你的降生。
We are celebrating your birth.
你的降生是一个奇迹。
Your coming is a miracle.
你的降生是你的怜悯。
Your birth is a mercy from you.
尽管圣经的作者们用很多的篇幅试图要确定你诞生的真实的日期。
Although the authors of Bible try so hard to determine the exact date of your birth,
他们试图要展现你降生时期的这个历史背景。
They try to reveal to us the historic background of your birth.
但无论你是否真的出生在12月25号,一点都不重要。
Whether or not you are born in the 25th of December is totally unimportant. It's not at all important.
重要的是,你实实在在的来过。
The most important thing is you did come.
你实实在在的从永恒当中曾经来到这个时空当中。
You did come from eternity into our world.
你在我们这个处境当中活过了。
You lived with us in our conditions.
你为我们活过。
You lived for us.
你为我们死了。
You died for us.
你死的位置是本来我们当死的位置。
You died for us that that we deserve.
你又为让了我们能够在父神的面前称义。
So you die for us so that we can claim righteousness in front of our Lord.
为此你也复活了。
And for this reason, you resurrected.
而且你应许将来还要再来。
And you promise us to come back again.
在永恒的荣耀当中,你要再来。
You come again in eternal glory.
这才是你自己降生的重要性。
And this is the very importance of your own birth.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
这是何等伟大的福音。
This is such a wonderful gospel.
这福音是何等的奇妙。
This good news, such a wonderful news.
我们知道在这个世界上没有任何的神话能够救我们。
We know that there's nothing that can save us from this world.
没有任何美好的故事可以救我们。
No wonderful stories can save us.
也没有任何救赎的那些预言可以真正来救赎我们。
No redemptive prophecies can save us.
而只有你自己的福音，你自己实实在在来到过这个世界上，成为我们的救主。
But only you, your redemptive gospel can save us. You did come to us for real.
今天我们把我们的心。
Lord, we offer our hearts today to your throne. Because your birth is to allow us to separate from death. Your birth is to elevate us. Your birth is to make us reborn.
为了你降生的确实性，我们敬拜。
For the real birth, we celebrate you.
为你所赐给我们这个救恩的真实性、把握性和保障，我们要赞美你。
For the faithfulness and the reality of your blessings, we celebrate your birth.
主耶稣啊。
Our dear Lord Jesus.
我们也同样安静地为你自己能够降生，主要这样一个安安静静来到世界上这样一个过程，我们感谢你。
Lord, we also thank you for the tranquil process of your birth into this world.
这个世界上任何一位其他的君王来到这个地方的时候，
No other kings and sovereigns, when they came into this world,
他们都是带着炫耀。
They came in with a lot of glory.
他们带着皇家的侍从。
And they came in with a royal entourage.
有些甚至耀武扬威，显示他们能力的骄傲。
And they came with such a display of power and glory and arrogance.
但是你来到我们这个世界。
But you came to us.
你也来到你自己所造的这个世界。
You came into the world. You created yourself.
却是无比的软弱。
In a such a humble, weak way.
那个客店里头没有你的地方。
The motel had no place for you.
但这不是对你的羞辱。
But this is not a humiliation for you.
而是你自己的选择。
And this is your own choice.
是你自己拯救我们的计划。
This is part of the plan you want to save us.
这才是真正福音当有的模式和方法。
This is supposed to be the format of the gospel.
因为你从来没有以自己与上帝同等而把持着不放手。
You never equip yourself with the Lord.
反倒虚己，取了奴仆的形象。
But humble yourself and take the form of a servant.
在你的顺服当中。
In your obedience.
你担当了我们当受的审判。
You bore the condemnation that we deserve.
你受了我们当受的死刑。
You suffered the death we should suffer.
你这位上帝的义仆。
You are a righteous servant from God.
为了那些反叛上帝的人。
For the people who rebel against God.
承受从上帝而来的死刑。
Bore the death that came from God.
这是何等令人震惊的信息。
This is such an amazing message.
这是何等令人谦卑的信息。
This is such a humbling message.
这是何等令人释放的信息。
This is such a relief message.
这是何等让人得医治的信息。
This is such a healing message.
主耶稣啊。
Our dear Lord Jesus,
我们期盼你再来的那一天。
We look forward to your re-coming again.
当你再来的时候，万膝跪拜，万口承认。
When you come the next time, all the knees are nailed down in front of you.
你是主，你是那荣耀的君王。
You are the Lord, glorious King.
让我们把所有的荣耀都要归给父神。
We give all the glory to our Father.
但那将是一个大的日子。
That will be a great day.
是个响亮的日子。
It's a wonderful day.
是个荣耀的日子。
It's a glorious day.
但今天。
But today.
在今天这样一个平常的圣诞之日。
But today is a very common Christmas day.
在我们再一次安静的、祥和的、卑微的来到你自己的面前。
We came to you in a peaceful way.
我们在你的面前低头。
We bow our heads in front of you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
这福音是真的。
This gospel is real.
Hallelujah. 这福音是真的。
Hallelujah. This gospel is faithful.
我们如此的祷告。
We pray. We are in such prayer.
是奉你伟大的救恩之名而祷告。
In your redemptive great name, we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
差不多几十年以前。
Many decades ago,
有一个苏格兰的传道人。
There was a Scottish minister.
在一个苏格兰的小镇子当中来牧会。
He was pastoring in a small Scottish town.
他刚刚被安立成为传道人，时间并不久。
It was a short time ago he was ordained as a minister.
他还很年轻。
He was still very young.
当时他的孩子也只不过是两三岁的那个样子。
But his children were not more than 2 or 3 years old.
讲话肯定是没有问题。
Well, they could talk.
但是呢，这个孩子童言无忌。
But they can talk for anything because they're children.
在圣诞节将来马上要到来的呢最后那个星期的时候
well, in the last week before the arrival of Christmas
这个传道人带着他的儿子到他们那个镇子里头最大的商店里头去购物
and this minister took his son to the biggest shopping mall for shopping
在那个 mall 里边呢坐着一个圣诞的老公公
and in the mall was sitting a Santa Claus
但是呢那个小孩子竟然不知道圣诞老公公脱口就说 Daddy, who's that funny looking man?
And the little boy did not know who Santa Claus was, and then unexpectedly, he shouted out, "Who is that old man?"
这样一个声音出来
and such a noise came out,
竟然让熙熙攘攘的购物者们那嘈嘈杂杂的交谈声突然安静了下来
Unexpectedly, the chaos of talk of all the shoppers around all of a sudden stopped.
那位传道人他的少不更事的儿子这样一句话引来了周围那些购物者人的白眼
This minister together with his very inexperienced son has attracted unbelievable looks from other 白眼 white glances I don't know
传道人的儿子竟然不知道圣诞老人是谁
The son of the minister does not even know who Santa Claus is.
就是何等难堪的一件事情。
How embarrassing is that?
在一个小镇子当中，当时候那些传道人们，可能全镇子的人几乎都知道他们。
And in such a small town, everybody knows everybody.
所以人们有理由怀疑说，在这个圣诞的季节中呢，这个传道人能够带给我们什么样的信息呢？有价值的信息呢
？That leads people to think that what kind of valuable message he could bring in this Christmas season.
这个例子我是想讲一件事情，透过这个例子。
This kind of story, through this story, I want to tell you something.
从某个角度来看，它反映出我们今天所处的这个西方的文化。
The kind of story reflect from a certain angle modern Western culture.
每年一度将自己陷于圣诞老人庆祝的这样一个商业活动当中。
And annually, how deeply people are trapped into this commercialization of celebrating Christmas.
我相信大家如果读报纸、看电视的话，你一定会知道说感恩节之后的那个晚上开始的那些疯狂购物、血拼。
I'm sure that everybody in the United States know about the orgy, the shopping orgy, the day after Thanksgiving.
在十几年以前，我还是单身的时候。
When I was single, many years ago.
跟我一起在这个New Jersey 附近哈，我住的那个地方，离教会也近，上班的地方也不远。
I live in a place very close to my workplace and to the church too.
我租的那个房间是蛮大的，是两个 bedroom。
I rented a two-bedroom apartment.
我一个人住两个 bedroom 有点浪费。
It is some kind of a waste for a single person to live in such a big place.
在我当时的教会里头有一个单身的弟兄。
And there was also a single brother in my church.
他当时正在找一个地方。
He was looking for a place to live.
我说那好，我们就 share 这个 apartment.
And then we.I told him to share the apartment with me.
我付大部分的租金，他付小部分的租金。
I pay most of the rent. He put a little portion of it.
为什么呢
？Why is that?
我相信说，如果你是从中国大陆也好，从东南亚、从台湾来也好，我们大部分是学理工到美国这边来的。
I really don't care where you come from, but I think you are mostly majoring in science and technology.
但这个弟兄呢，却是一个画家，我都不知道他怎么样才能够来到美国。
But this brother, he was a painter. I really don't know how he came over to the United States.
他画得非常的好。
He painted so well.
但是呢，他找工作不容易。
But he could not find a job.
所以我知道他的经济情况。
I knew about his economic status.
如果大家熟悉附近的这个地理的话，你要从一号从普林斯顿要开车开到 Trenton 的时候。
But if you know the area, if you drive from via Route 1 from Princeton to Trenton,
你知道在这个中间的过程当中，大概有一个 mall 叫做 Quaker Bridge Mall。
There was a mall called Quaker Bridge Mall。
那个弟兄呢，当时就说是苗强，你不用担心。我平常虽然比较经济、比较拘谨，但是呢，快到圣诞节的时候，我的钱就来了。
This brother told me, 苗强 don't worry about me. Usually I'm pretty hard up for cash, but during when Christmas come, I'm going to be rich.
我说是你一年十个月、十一个月都没有收入，就看到最后一个月，你就可以能把你撑过来吗？
I said to him, you have absolutely no income for the past 11 months. One month of income can support you.
他说是我平常也不到那个庙里去，但是就是呢，最后两个月的时候，我在庙里头租一个 cart， 我就开始在那个地方给别人去画像。
But he said, I did not go to that mall usually. But when Christmas come, I went to that mall to rent a small place to paint porches for people.
他穷得连那个租金都付不起，是我帮着他付的租金。但是呢，到了年底的时候，他竟然真的是把我过了以后呢，他借我的钱全部还给我。
He was so poor, he could not even pay his rent. I pay most of his rent. But however, at the end of the year, he made so much money.And that he returned all the money he owed me.
对我来说呢，这是一个令我非常感到震惊的消息。
This is such an amazing thing to me.
一个月的时间，两个月不到的时间，可以赚足全年所要用的钱。
In less than 2 months, he made all the money to sustain him for a whole year.
我来美国十几年的时间，从来没有在感恩节之后去买过东西。
I've been to the United States for over 10 years and never went to the frenzy of shopping after Thanksgiving.
除了去年。
Except last year.
去年我岳父岳母还在这边的时候。
When my parents-in-law were still here.
他们一天到晚说是想要回去。
They kept telling me that they want to go home.
我和王岳我们就商量说他们要回去我们也许应该给他们买一点什么礼物去。
I and my wife, we talked about buying them some presents when they go home.
Lina 姐妹去年 Thanksgiving 的时候是 host 我们到她家去的。
And Lina, sister Lina, last Thanksgiving, invited us to her house.
我们从她家出来的时候已经晚上快十点了。
When we came out of her house, it was almost 10 o'clock at night.
王爷刚刚说是既然要给我爸妈买东西的话呢，听说人家有个 Black Friday， 你要不要去打听一下
？And my wife said, reminded me that I think we need to buy some gifts for our parents. Don't we go to see the Friday after Thanksgiving?
我就打了个电话给我的同学。
I made a phone call to my friend.
同学说你现在住在哪里
？My friend asked me where do I live.
我说我现在住在 Glenside。
I told him I resided in Glenside.
他说是实际上有一个很好的购物区的地方，其实我太太刚刚已经出门了，你赶紧跟着她去吧。
And he said, there was such a good shopping place nearby. My wife just went there.
我打完电话的时候已经是半夜十一点钟。
After I made the phone call, it was already 11 o'clock at night.
我说那好，那我就去。王月不放心，说你一个人去。
Then I told him, okay, I'll go, and my wife agreed to go with me. Did you know where we went?
Philadelphia Premium Outlet.
We went to Philadelphia Premium Outlet Mall.
刚刚上了那个四几号四七六上四二二上的，刚上从二七六上去以后就堵车了。
When we took the expressway 476, 422, we got a traffic jam.
离我们要去的地方至少还有四个 mile.
Four miles away from our destination.
整个高速公路变成 parking lot.
The whole expressway became a parking lot.
当我们快到了那个 mall 的时候呢，已经是凌晨三点半。
When we got almost there, it was 3 o'clock in the morning.
如果是我平常的话，根本没有关系。
Usually that was okay for me.
但是呢，你知道我太太那时候身孕正中。
My wife by then was carrying my baby, no, his baby.
她的预产期本来就是 Thanksgiving, 前三天。
The expected birth is 3 days prior to Thanksgiving.
当我们的车被挤在那个大的 parking lot 上，前走不了，后退不了的时候呢，我那时候向上帝祷告说：“上帝啊，这个时候不要让我太太生孩子。”
When our car got stuck, in the traffic, I pray that please God don't let my wife give birth now.
上帝怜悯了我们，让我们那天终于还有所获得。
Okay, but God had mercy on us. We learned something.
我讲了这个笑话，我讲了这两个例子，是要让我们想深思一下，要反省一下。
I told you these two stories, the funny stories, to allow us to have to think about it.
今天我们世人所庆祝的圣诞节是一个规模超乎想象的。
Today's celebration, Christmas celebration scale by people is absolutely beyond imagination.
是经过加工的一个异教的日子。
And it is a religious holiday. It is a touched and retouched fabrication.
这个异教的节日叫做农神节，农业的神，农神节。
And this religious heresy holiday is called Saturnalia.
这个在罗马帝国的时代呢，刚好这个十二月二十五实际上是纪念那个农神，纪念丰收的这样一个节日。
During the Roman times, this holiday, as a matter of fact, is to celebrate the agricultural god.
与庆祝圣诞其实是没有关系。
And that holiday has absolutely nothing to do with celebrating Christmas.
只是圣诞这个名字后来被基督徒拿来用而已。
But later on, the Christians only used the name of Christmas.
但是呢，我们知道今天在这个节庆当中，
But we all know that today in celebrating this holiday,
在这个世界庆祝这个圣诞节的时候，
When the whole world is celebrating Christmas,
圣诞老人受到的是最大的崇拜，而不是救主耶稣。
And Santa Claus received the largest worship, but not our Savior.
人们去朝圣的地方是 shopping center,
the sacred places people go is shopping malls,
而不是去的马槽。
But not the manger.
所带的礼物是信用卡，而不是黄金、乳香和墨药。
And the gift they bring is not golden aromatic fragrance, but credit cards.
这是一场纵情的盛宴。
This is a celebration of orgy.
但是与庆祝道成肉身丝毫没有关联。
And which has nothing to do with word becoming flesh.
我不是反对弟兄姐妹们去购物，去买礼物送给我们所爱的人。
I'm not against our brothers and sisters who buy gifts to send it to your friends.
但是我心里难过的是，在今天这个所谓的圣诞季节呢，大家到底有多少人真正知道为什么要庆祝圣诞？
But what saddens me is that in this today's celebration, how many people do really know why we celebrate Christmas?
我们今天很多的教会甚至在某些方面把救主耶稣基督已经装扮成为一个圣诞老人。
When today's modern churches in many ways are treating our Savior as a Santa Claus.
我们今天许多的教会在崇拜当中把那扎人心扉的道成肉身的信息呢刻意的淡化。
And today in the celebration in many churches, the piercing message of word becoming flesh is being diminished.
取而代之的是令人感官愉悦的信息。
And replaced by messages destined to satisfy our senses.
有时候我们把我们的情绪化来当成真正的崇拜了。
And sometimes and oftentimes we regard our emotional enjoyment a true worship of God.
我们对主耶稣的看法可能已经被降格成为圣诞老人式的基督了。
And sometimes our belief in Jesus Christ has been demoted to an image of a Christianized Santa Claus.
我们今天在教会当中的讲台上，有些传道人所讲的基督是照着圣诞老人的模样所模仿出来的基督。
And today in the podium of our current churches, the Jesus we preach is painted according to the image of a fake Santa Claus.
我们把它称为 Santa Christ.
Let's call it Santa Christ.
圣诞老公公的基督。
And this is the image of a Santa Christ.
圣诞老公公有什么样的特征？
And what are the characteristics of Santa Christ?
第一个特征。
The first one.
他是一个柏拉修主义的基督。
Is that he's a Pelagian Christ.
像圣诞老人一样。
Just like Santa Claus.
这样的基督只会问你 ho 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 你好吗？
And this Christ can only say hello to you.
更确切地说，这样的基督认为人类本性是很好。
And to be more precise, and this Santa Claus believes that our human nature is good to start with.
靠着我们自己的能力，我们就可以行善。
We can rely on our good will, we can achieve good deeds.
我们希望的是让我们能够变得自己变得更好。
Our purpose, our hope is to let us become better beings.
圣诞节的晚餐一定是比平常更好的佳肴和美味。
And our Christmas dinner is a much more copious dinner than usual.
那个圣诞老公公的基督对我们而言也是对我们外在的附加的 bonus 而已。
And the Santa Christ is an extra bonus for us.
让我们原本已经不错的生活能够变得更加美好而已。
So that our already pretty good life will become even better.
他不是我们这些无助的罪人的救赎主。
And he is not a savior to those hopeless sinners.
因为在柏拉修主义来看的话呢，人类根本就没有什么罪不罪的问题。
Because for these people, there is no original sin.
没有所谓的罪人、原罪、罪疚、审判等等这一说。
There's absolutely no sinners, no original sin, no guilt, no judgment at all.
因为人既然没有从亚当承受任何的原罪，何须悔改呢？
Since there is no absolutely no Adam bearing the original sin, no need to repent.
为了帮助大家能够记忆这样的基督是什么样的基督呢？是所谓的锦上添花的基督。
And this is absolutely a Santa Claus that makes our life even better.
我们需要的不是一个锦上添花的基督。
We do not need such a Christ.
但是 Santa Christ 就是一个锦上添花的基督。
And Santa Christ is such a Christ.
第二个特征是什么
？The second major characteristic is
叫做半柏拉修主义。刚才叫柏拉修主义，这个叫做半柏拉修主义。
And he's a semi-Pelagian Christ.
在这样的特征呢，比第一个特征要复杂一点。
And this one is even is a little bit more complex than the first one.
我想我们中间有过小孩子的，你抚养过小孩子的，你在美国这个环境当中。孩子们在过圣诞节都喜欢唱很多的圣诞歌曲，对不对
？And we all, since our brothers have children in the United States, we all know that the children at the Christmas and they sing Christmas songs.
有一首圣诞儿童诗歌叫做 "Santa Claus is coming to town."
And there's a song called 圣诞老公进城了。
我想大家可能都会唱这首歌哈。我看这个文轩在点头，也许你可以给大家弹一弹。
Well, I think everybody knows how to do that. Lena is nodding.
那个歌词里头说 "You better watch out. You better not cry. You better not pout. I'm telling you why." 他说你最好要当心一点啊，你不要去哭鼻子啊，你不要去闹闹，你也不要去发怨言啊。我告诉你为什么不要这样做呢？因为 Santa Claus is coming to town. 圣诞老人马上来了。这个圣诞老人是一个什么样的老人呢？他写了一个名单。而且他那个名单呢，要 double check， 他要检查两遍，他要看这个名单上的哪些孩子呢是乖孩子，哪些是不乖的孩子。
And Santa Claus has a name, and he knows who is naughty and who is not.
他知道你什么时候该睡觉的时候你没有睡觉，什么时候你要该醒的时候你还没有去醒。
And he knows when you are supposed to go to bed, and when you are supposed to be awake.
所以呢，你最好呢不要做坏孩子，要做乖孩子。
So you better be a good one, not a bad one.
啊，这首歌我去年交给我的老大，他很喜欢唱。
I taught this song to my elder son, and he loved it. 老大。
老大。
老大的 ，He didn't say.
但是呢，如果我们把我们的基督也当成这样一个圣诞老人。
But if we treat our Christ, our Jesus Christ, like a Santa Claus, that's very problematic.
因为在这样这首诗歌里头所体现出来的圣诞老人呢，是为那些尽力而为之人才给他们礼物。
And this, in this, Santa Claus described in this song gives gifts to those who tried hard.
这个圣诞基督的这个膀臂呢，像圣诞老人的礼物袋一样。
The arms of Santa Claus resemble gift bags of a Santa Claus.
只要我们的表现通过，能够通得过他松松宽宽的那个检验的话，哎，你过去一年尽力了吗
？As long as we behave well, we can, he can let us pass.
礼物就会临到我们。
And the gift will arrive upon us.
也有一句中国人的成语可以来描述这样的一种圣诞，就 Santa Christ。
And we have a Chinese old saying to describe Santa Christ.
叫做天道酬勤。
Heaven,
上天之道呢，给谁奖励呢？奖励那些勤快的人。
Heaven help those who help themselves. Heaven rewards diligence.
Very good. 但是呢，我们的基督是这样的基督吗
？Our Christ is a Christ in this way.
圣诞基督Santa Christ的第三个特征,
the third characteristic of Santa Christ is
这个基督是一个神秘的基督。
He is a mysterious Jesus.
像圣诞老公公一样,
just like Santa Claus.
他之所以对我们重要,
he is very important to us because
是因为我们每当想到他的时候, 我们就有一种愉悦的美好的经历。
When we think about him, we have a such an agreeable experience.
至于他是否真正的存在过。
Whether or not he's true or not.
是不是在历史上真实的存在过。
Whether or not he did exist in history.
不重要。
And this is not important at all.
只要我们想到圣诞, 我们就, 圣诞老人, 我们的心里就非常的愉悦。
And as long as we think about him, we are happy.
很多人对待耶稣也是这样。
And many people treat Jesus the same way.
圣经所记载的基督是不是真实可靠的? 不重要。
And Jesus recorded in the Bible, whether or not it did exist, it doesn't matter.
重要的是有基督同在的那种感觉和气氛。
I want the experience, the feel that Jesus is with me.
我们知道说是这些小小孩子们在他们五岁、四岁之前呢, 如果某一天知道说圣诞老人不是真的时候，他们会很失望，对不对？
We all know that if our kids are 4 or 5 years old, when they really know that Santa is not real, they must be very disappointed.
在 Disney里头有一个动画片叫做 A Very Goofy Christmas.
And in the Disney movie, there is a movie called Very Goofy Christmas.
Goofy
is a character in Disney movies.
在那个动画片里头，Goofy是一个爸爸，他有一个儿子叫 Max.
And Goofy is the name of a father in the movie, and he has a son named Max. Goofy was such a kind-hearted person, in order to make all the kids happy, he disguised himself into Santa Claus to give gifts to them.
结果没想到那个Max呢，把他的衣服一扒了，发现不是圣诞老人，是他爸爸装的。
But his son Max, all of a sudden pulled his clothes down, everybody know that he's not, Santa Claus, he's the fake Santa Claus. And Max was very disappointed. Well, the father, in order to try to make his son feel better again,
就给他的儿子进去说，圣诞节那天晚上你来睡觉，我来守着他，我一定要把圣诞老人等到。
And he told his son that on the Christmas day, you go to sleep, else I'll wait there for the Santa Claus for you.
结果果然呢，他就在外边，在那个房顶上等圣诞老人来的时候，我们不小心自己从房顶上摔下去了。
And Goofy, that day waited on the roof, on that day, and then out of carelessness, he fell down.
这个Max呢，看到他父亲那么的爱他，即便不管是不是真的有这个圣诞老人，他自己后来竟然也装扮了一个圣诞老人。
That his son seeing his father loving him so much, and he's deeply moved, and he disguised himself into a Santa Claus.
好让他的父亲不要难过。
So that his father is not going to feel sad.
所以我们知道说是在这个世界上的话呢, 圣诞老人的那个气氛最重要，至于他是不是真实的存在，不重要。
Through this story, we can see that right now, what is important is the atmosphere of the Santa Claus, not the truth.
但是对我们基督徒来说,
but for our Christians,
圣诞节，真正的圣诞节那一天所降生的基督却全然不是这样。But
we all know that on the Christmas day, the birth of our Jesus is nothing like that.
Santa Christ 和 Jesus Christ 是天然不同。
以基督为中心，跟圣诞老人为中心是有天壤之别的。世俗的想法，无论它使基督化的语言如何来包装，都不能混淆圣经的真理。No matter how disguised by Christianized language, secularism should never be used to obscure the biblical truth.
圣经要系统的把那些伪装要剥掉。
And in the Bible, the message of biblical truth were revealed to us.
把真实的圣诞的故事所包含真实的信息要呈现出来。And
the Bible wants to reveal to us the real message hidden in the Bible.
圣经里头所讲的耶稣不是来给我们这些自以为良善的人呢带来一种额外的鼓励而已。
And the Christ depicted in the Bible is not the one who did, who came to bring us extra encouragement.
耶稣也不是来帮助那些自我帮助的人。
And Jesus did not come to help those self-reliant people.
耶稣也不是让人来在我们的生命当中只是充满某些神秘和愉快的经历而已。
Jesus did not come to bring mysterious experience into people's lives.
他来是带着一个救恩的使命来。
He came with a mission to save.
他要救赎罪人。
To redeem sinners.
我们今天所读的这节经文, 他要生一个儿子, 你要给他起名, 叫耶稣, 因他要将自己的百姓从罪恶中救赎。
We can see that through the verses we just read.
他要救我们。
And he is going to save us. Because we cannot save ourselves by ourselves. He is going to save us. He is going to cancel all the deeds and evils.
在约翰一书第三章第八节里就讲到说, 神的儿子显现出来, 就是为要除灭魔鬼的作为。
In the Bible, it tells us very clearly, the Son of God appeared in order to cancel all the evils of Satan.
那些与第一个圣诞节所有关联的那些直接的历史人物呢?
Those historic people directly related to the first Christmas.
没有一个人会认为,
None of them believe that
耶稣的到来给他们带来一个简单而愉悦的生活经历。
That the coming of Jesus is only to bring them simple and enjoyable experience.
几乎反过来。
But it is almost the opposite.
约瑟和玛利亚的生活规划被彻底的改变了。
The lives of Joseph and Mary were completely turned upside down.
在牧羊人的那些牧羊人呢，他们前进平安的夜晚，被令人惧怕的方式所打断。
And the tranquil peace of night of shepherds were broken by fear.
甚至他们的未来也被改变了。
Even their nature, even their future was changed.
那些东方的博士们不远万里，克服很多的不便。 来到这个地方要忍受的是何等大的一种付出。
The sages from Orient from afar, they face much hardship, long journey.
他们要忍受很长时间与家人的分离。
They endure separations from their families.
耶稣自己孕育在这个未婚女子的子宫当中。
Jesus himself was conceived in the womb of a married woman.
可能出生在我们今天说是在这个马槽里哈，那个马槽其实，在这个伯利恒那个地势的看的话，也许不只是一个一般的一个好像孤立的一个马槽，它可能是在这个悬崖边上那个土崖边上那个抓按那个洞，挖了个洞在里边。
Maybe he was born into a place such as a cave.
而且呢，耶稣为了要躲避那个嗜血成性、杀人如麻、锱铢必报的大希律王呢。
In order to escape the sanguine king of Herod. Long time ago, he became a hopeless refugee.
总而言之，福音书所呈现给我们的基督是什么样的基督呢?
In short, the books of gospel emphasizes such a Jesus.
基督的到来是带来一件深刻的扰动的一件事情。
That the coming of Jesus was most disturbing event.
这也是必然的。
That's a must.
耶稣自己后来在马太福音第十章说, 你们不要以为我来是把和平带给你们。
And Jesus, he told us by himself that don't think that I came here to bring you peace.
因为他来不仅是要我们的生命当中增加一个额外的一个东西。
But he came not because he wants to add an extra thing in our lives.
而且呢，而是他来呢，是要对付我们属灵的彻底的破产。
He came, he wanted to cope with our spiritual corruption.
解决我们无法偿还的罪债的问题。
To solve our ultimate problem, unpaid debt.
他受感孕临到玛利亚的子宫。
He was conceived by Holy Spirit in Mary's womb.
不是为了奖励那些尽了自己最大努力的那些人。
That is not to reward those who already tried their best.
而是要拯救一批人。
But to save people.
这些人是什么样的人呢?
Who are these people?
这些人知道他们自己最好的意义也不过像破烂的衣服。
And these people fully understood that their best righteousness is nothing but rags.
正像以赛亚先知先知书六十四章第六节所说。
And just like the prophets in the book of Isaiah said,
他们知道说靠着自己永远没有办法达到足够善让上帝来奖赏我的程度。
They know that they can never achieve enough good.
按照保罗自己的话语在罗马书第七章第十八节所说他知道在我里头就是在我的肉体里头是毫无良善。
And just as Paul said in Romans chapter 7 verse 18,In himself, he's no good.
他被差遣到这个世界上来，不是要让成为我们众人美好的经历的源泉。
He was sent to this world not to be the source of a wonderful experience for many of us.
他自己首先要经历像地狱般的痛苦。
He go through the suffering of Hades.
从而才能够有资格成为我们的救世主。
Therefore, he has become our savior.
在圣诞节的时候
In the Christmas time,
我想我们可能听圣诞的信息听多了
We have heard a lot of messages about Christmas.
讲这个道成肉身甚至已经听得耳朵发麻了
We are numb to the message of a word becoming flesh.
但是呢我们实在是有必要在这个堕落悖逆的时代当中真正明白圣诞节的意义
It is imperative for all of us to understand the true message in this decadent world.
我昨天晚上还花了一点时间想要再讲一讲道成肉身到底是什么。
Last night, I spent some time, I want to explain what does it really mean by word becoming flesh.
我发现呢在这个清教徒里头有一个叫 Isaac, 叫这个 Isaac Watts. Watson, 叫 Watson.
In my reading about Protestantism, I stumbled upon a guy by the name of Isaac Watson.
他写了一本书，我在里边昨天晚上看到他描述道成肉身的时候，有几句话非常令我感动。
He wrote a few words in a book to describe that, and that deeply moved me.
我尝试把它翻译成中文。
I tried to translate that into Chinese.
他说：“耶稣，你来为我们成为贫穷。”
He said, Lord, you came, you became poor for us.
好让我们在属灵上成为富足。
So that we have abundance spiritually.
你由童女而生。
You were born out of a virgin.
好让我们能够从上帝而生。
So that we can be born from God.
你成为女人的后裔。
You become descendant from of a woman.
好让我们成为上帝的儿女。
So that we can become a sons and daughters of God.
你从人而生，好让我们从上帝的灵而生。
You came from human being, so that we can be born from God.
你取了与我们一样的肉身的形状，好让我们你能把你自己的灵赐给我们。
You took all form, all human form, so that we can have your spirit in us.
你让我们你自己躺卧在马槽里。
You lay yourself down in the manger.
好让我们可以安息在乐园中。
So that we can be happy in paradise.
你从天上来到人间。
You came from heaven into the world.
好让我们能够从地上进入天堂。
So that we can be elevated into heaven.
说起来其实都是一些很简单的话。
Well, these words sound very simple.
但是中间却含着非常深刻的属灵的真理。
But comprising a very profound spiritual truth.
我们今天能够有这样一个平静安稳的这个时间可以来敬拜耶稣基督在圣诞节当中。
Today we have such a peaceful, tranquil time to worship Jesus.
但是呢在历史上首先开始庆祝耶稣基督降生的那批基督徒他们也是明白我们刚才所讲的这些真理。
But the first Christians in history did understand these truths.
对他们而言圣诞节并不是在罗马帝国异教的传统的这个农神节之上再加上一个基督教的外衣。
To them, Christmas was not a heretic holiday in Roman Empire dressed up with Christianity.
他们当时所做的是什么呢?
What did they do?
他们是如何纪念耶稣基督的?
How did they commemorate Jesus?
他们与这个世界的农神节所做的是完全不一样。
And what they did has nothing to do with the Roman Saturnalia. They refuse to be influenced and molded by secular cultures of the Roman Empire.
他们决意把自己的心智、思想、理念和能力呢，完全委身在耶稣基督的身上。
They were determined to surrender their hearts, their minds, and ability to the body of Christ.
他们不允许用圣俗，用世俗的东西来混淆福音的东西。
They do not allow gospel to be confused with secularism.
他们不允许用农神节来混淆圣诞节。
They do not allow Saturnalia with Christmas.
他们不允许用 Santa Claus 来混淆 Jesus Christ.
Santa Christ with Jesus, our Savior.
他们虽然是罗马的公民。
Although they were Roman citizens,
但是从他们的心理上，他们是属于另外一个国家的公民。
But in their hearts, they belong to another kingdom.
他们是属于另外一个国王，就是上帝的国王的人。
They belong to the kingdom of God.
事实上呢，这些基督徒对另外一个国王的效忠。
As a matter of fact, the Christians' devotion to another kingdom.
这些初代的基督徒们对主耶稣基督的效忠。
The devotions of these first Christians to Jesus Christ.
带给他们杀身之祸。
Caused them a lot of trouble.
在公元差不多300年的时候，前前后后有一个罗马帝国的皇帝叫戴克里先。
There was a Roman emperor. His name is Diocletian.
他当时呢对基督徒呢实行大规模的迫害和屠杀。
He persecuted Christians on large scale.
基督徒们犯了什么样的天大之罪，让他如此来杀害他们呢？
During this period, many Christians were killed. And what crime did they commit?
因为这些基督徒崇拜的是一个天上的君王，耶稣基督。
Only because they worship a real heavenly king, Lord Jesus.
那是道成肉身的基督。
Who became flesh.
那是钉死在十字架上的基督。
Crucified on the cross.
那是埋入坟墓的基督。
Buried in the tomb.
第三天复活的基督。
The third day resurrected from death.
升天回家的基督。
And went back to heaven.
掌权作王的基督。
And the kind of, in power and glory.
荣耀再来的基督。
And the Jesus with glory.
在当时的圣诞节的那一天。
On that day of Christmas, that day,
那些基督徒们把这样的基督作为他们的君王来敬拜。
And they took this kind of Jesus to be their worship, king.
而不是把罗马的皇帝当作神来敬拜。
And they do not worship the Roman Empire.
为此，他们引来杀身之祸。
Because of that, they got killed.
但是呢，他们却毫不后悔。
But they did not have any regrets.
他们照样庆祝，聚集起来庆祝耶稣基督。
They still gather together to celebrate Christmas.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为他们相信说，他们所相信，他们所庆祝这位主，把自己的一切都给了他们。
Because they definitely believe that the Lord they worship gives everything of him to them.
作为回应。
In response.
他们也愿意把他们自己的一切归给他们所信。
They would like to give all themselves to him.
这个世界没有因为救主的降临来庆祝他。
And this world is not celebrating Christmas because of his birth.
反倒最终把他钉在十字架上。
And this world nailed him on the cross.
我要再告诉大家，今天这个世界仍然继续在把耶稣钉十字架。
But I want to tell you that our current world is still putting Jesus on the cross.
只不过是用令人难以发觉的这样一个方式而已。
But in a very, very imperceptible way.
在这样的一个方式当中，在这样一个过程当中，你我在哪里？
And in the process of this whole thing, where are you and me?
你今天收到圣诞礼物了吗？
Did you get any Christmas gift today?
你收到的圣诞礼物是什么呢？
What is your Christmas gift?
有没有一本书是讲到耶稣为了救你而被钉死，以致把你感动的流泪颤抖？
Is there a book about Jesus who died on the cross to save you and this moves you to tears and shiverings?
这就是我今天讲到一开始的时候讲到那个苏格兰的传道人的经历。
And this is the experience of the story that I mentioned about this Scottish minister.
他刚信主时间不久，还是个很年轻的小伙子的时候，他收到一份礼物，就是这样一份礼物。
And not long after he became minister, he received such a gift.
那个书里头所讲到的第一个圣诞节所发生的事情。
And in that book was depicted what happened in the first Christmas.
让他感动。
Moved him.
让他流泪。
Moved him to tears.
让他颤抖。
Moved him to shiverings.
以至于在上帝后来的引导当中，他把自己完全的
So that in his later services, he completely surrendered himself to our Lord. Later on, he said one thing.
他说,
he said that what happened in the first Christmas,
它的重要性不能让我们感到震动的话,
if the importance is not enough to move us, but it is really very hard for us to say that we really understand the true meaning of Christmas. And it is very hard to say that we really understand why we celebrate it. It is also very hard for us to say we really know who is the true host of Christmas. Let's pray together. Our dear God,
无所不在, 无所不知, 无所不能的至高主宰,
Almighty God,
无限的, 永恒的, 至圣至荣, 可敬可畏的上帝,
you are infinite God, you deserve all everything you deserve.
你那公义慈爱的上帝,
you are righteous, merciful God.
你是真理的本体的上帝,
you are the truth yourself, God. You are the source of good, God. You are creator. But you became human. In the first Christmas, you came among us, came to us to become Emmanuel. So that we people, we did not know in the beginning how to worship you, but right now we can get close to you. What a such amazing grace. Our language is so limited. Lord, when your words move us in our hearts, that exerts unlimited power. The messages that I share with our folks may be a little bit heavy. Lord, would you please forgive my hardship in my heart? Lord, if what I said offended our brothers and sisters, please forgive me.
但是求啊,主爱,
Lord, would you please have mercy on every one of us? So that we understand who is the true Savior through Christmas. We pray, we are unworthy of the Lord Jesus' name, we pray.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.